Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Total Dudes with Sign Guy and Rex. Welcome to Total Dudes with Sign Guy and Rex. Welcome to Total Dudes with Sign Guy and Rex. It's time.
Greetings and welcome to Total Dudes with Sign Guy and Rex, the only show where two total dudes review one total divas show and delight the entire world. I am one half of those aforementioned dudes. I am the top hunk of pop punk, the brains behind America's favorite wrestling themed Ramones core pop punk band, the Razor Ramones. I am Rex Razor Sharp. And joining me as always on this arduous journey of a nightmare is the host of Turnbuckle Turmoil, the host of the Sign of the Times, the host of Sign Guys Wrestling Show. He is the Gene Kelly to my Gene Simmons, so stop singing in the rain. Shout it out loud and welcome to the show, the genius known only as Sign Guy. Sign Guy, how you doing, brother?
Not too badly this evening.
Oh, not too badly, eh?
That's right, eh?
So what's the scuttlebutt?
Well, the scuttlebutt around the water cooler, I just might have a booking and a stay where I've never been booked before in my entire life in a couple of months.
The state of lucid, coherent thought?
No.
Yes.
Because how would you
there.
Get booked there?
Yes. Yes, I'm well aware. Where is the state?
Well, it borders on the state of Washington, but it is not Oregon.
Idaho?
Yeah.
All right. Well, good story. What about
yeah, really
Idaho?
Was.
What's the deal with Idaho? Where are you going? What's the scoop?
Well, I will be appearing for Garibay's promotion in Nampa, Idaho. It is a fundraiser for the Special Olympics that day, I believe.
Hmm. Excellent. So, Sign Guy got booked in the Special Olympics.
No. In a benefit show benefiting the Special Olympics.
Yes, a show to benefit Sign Guy, the Special Olympics.
No, I get no benefit out of the actual show other than having participated in something that will later benefit the Idaho Special Olympics.
Oh, interesting.
Yes, you think you would have grasped out the first time. Aren't you supposed to be a teacher?
Yeah, no, I just assume a lot of things.
Wow. No wonder your kids start drinking before the opening bell. But okay.
Yeah. So what else is going on? Do we have a guest?
We do. We have a very important guest.
Yes. Yes, we do. Tell us about him.
Well, this guest I have known for many, many years. World-renowned wrestler has competed all over the place. He has held many a championship belt. He's a decorated war hero out of the Marine Corps. He is someone that was once married by Winky Face Jonak, in Indianapolis, Indiana. He is Bad Boy Brad Layman.
He was also the best man in my wedding.
He also is responsible for the career of Jason Ayers.
There he is. What's going on, brother? How you doing?
It's like I never talked to you guys. How's everybody doing?
Sign guy's doing quite well, he said. I'm okay. How are you?
I'm doing great, guys. This is day 31 for the sobriety superstar from no drinking of the alcohol, guys.
Absolutely phenomenal. Good to hear that.
Yes.
Well, sign guy,
yeah,
I'm certain you...
Yeah, what about sign guy?
Oh, just go ahead.
What about sign guy?
Sign guy.
Potatoes in Idaho.
Yeah.
Idaho potatoes. So, yes. Hey, and actually, I'm going to just run right into this. One of my top moments in lieu of the sobriety superstar, number three, my favorite thing was the broken booze bottle, guys. Just going to go and get that one out of the way.
Just throw that down, Arian. Just let them know. Don't drink, kids. It's bad for you.
Absolutely. The opposite of what is taught in Rex Sharp's classroom, but I'm happy you've got to day 31 and you're healthy and ready for total dudes, because sometimes it's an arduous journey of a nightmare.
Hey, this one will be the same, but it will be at least stupider. More stupid, yes.
Now, before I forget, I have a very important message for Brad Layman, and if I don't deliver said message, I'll probably take a sucker punch that'll split my eye something fierce the next time I run into this individual. I was told by a Mr. Skills, comedy, to say, "What's up, dingus?"
Oh. Yes, I actually listened to Total Dudes last week and heard the Don, the Heroes and Legends champion, telling us his views on terrible, terrible, nasty periods. And, you know, it just makes you respect the man a little bit more when you hear him talk about the dark side a little bit.
He's a good brother.
He really does.
He's a good brother. Now,
yes.
Sign guy, why don't you ask the questions we need to ask before we move along?
The first and most important, what type of tea do you most enjoy?
Type of tea? My favorite has got to be the Gold Peak sweet tea. If you get two of those little bad boys at Speedway, you get extra points for your Speedway card. That's always good to go. I'm a huge fan of Tornadoes also there. The old Cheddar Jack. Yeah, but if you buy enough Tornadoes, you get an extra 1,000 points. And, you know, once you start getting broke at the end of the month, cash those points in, you get a soda. It's a good deal. And let me promote Speedway one more time. They're gallons of sweet tea. Pretty good. Pretty good and not too pricey. So there you go, sign guy.
Well, let's
bad
say
choices. Now, how long
Speedway?
Would it take you to get
Speedway.
Through?
Speedway.
Enough. How
Speedway.
Long does it take you to get through an entire gallon of the sweet tea?
Well, like I said, I was a huge alcoholic, drinking every day with no breaks. So I can go through a sweet tea pretty quick because I just keep drinking a beverage. So my frequency in the urination station is very high, and I'm just drinking anything that is straight edge that I can get my hands on. That's basically my next step. After I really get like 2 months in, I'm going to start hating everyone else. I'm going to just really, really angry. I'm going to look down my nose. Luckily, I have a bigger nose that's been broken and shaped just for this occasion. So I'm on my way. All I got to get some couple X's, and, you know, I'm going to be the next CM Punk, boys. I've already quit wrestling a couple times, so I'm kind of there.
Yes, you have. All you need to do is never compete in UFC either, and you'll be him.
And talk about writing comic books.
The other question, the more important question.
I asked him the more important, but I'll ask him the one that we ask everyone that's here. Whom is this show Total Divas for?
I've actually thought about that because I heard last week, and Drew gave a really astounding answer about demographics and target age groups and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just going to dumb it down a little bit because that's what this show is about. And I'm going to say Total Divas is only around for Rex and Sign Guy to roast it every week on Total Dudes. At 8 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time.
I agree. I think that's true.
That's the way they make it. They don't make it for any other reason. Nobody's watching the thing. They're just waiting to hear what the Total Dudes have to say about it. That's how they get their info. It might be on season 84 or whatever it is right now. No one's watched one of those damn things. They're just waiting to hear the recap. They're waiting to hear the little script read with this amazing talent that reads from it with such eloquentness and just great vernacular. I tell you what, that's why. Let's not try to make it smarter than it is. Four Total Dudes.
How do you think Vince McMahon himself sits around his desk and he yells at his secretary, "Can you download that new Total Dudes episode? I got to hear what they say. I think Rex is going to be Arion this week in Total Dialogue."
Listen
and then
to me
right
now. Listen to me right now. I need to get Rex Stark's Facebook up right now. I'm sure he's making fun of somebody. My son's yelling along with me. Yeah, he really likes my Vince McMahon, apparently.
Yeah.
That just brought him to life. He's like, "Oh, Dad, Vince McMahon, this is the best thing ever."
How is he in love with the Vince McMahon, or is he more prone to come to life whenever you do your Triple H?
Oh, Vince, let me tell you how much I love Stephanie. But
nope.
I actually love you.
No, he doesn't
actually,
like that at all.
He hates that. It's a little bit too, I gave him a Rice Krispie treat. Let's be honest, boys. He was popping a little bit too loud for Vince McMahon. I was like, "Hey, we got to put something in that boy's mouth." And it's a Rice Krispie treat. Let's not get it weird. We'll save that for a little bit more of the Divas.
Rex probably very upset he did not get a Rice Krispie treat because he loves anything with marshmallow in it. Loves marshmallows.
I have a cabinet full of Rice Krispie treats and a bag full of just the marshmallows out of Lucky Charms, so I'm set.
There you go. But these are freshly baked, sir. These aren't store, you know, how those are just kind of, they're delicious if you have to. But if somebody's going to make you some, because nobody wants to make Rice Krispie treats. It's a pain in the ass.
Fake. Yeah.
But they're so delicious.
Oh, man.
I'm a fan of the Fruity Pebble Rice Krispie Treats myself.
Yeah, absolutely.
Switch it up a little bit.
Which you prefer, Sign Guy?
John Cena's team.
I'm not so much on the Rice Krispie Treats personally myself.
Well, then let me turn it around. Sign Guy, what is your favorite snack food that is sweet of the Rice Krispie genre? Maybe a brownie? An Astro, whatever they are, a zebra cake.
A Star Crunch.
Yep. I would definitely go with that brownie, yeah.
Yeah, the pop brownie.
Nobody said that.
Potapalooza.
Yeah.
Man.
He is up there. Yeah, him and Natty just mow down on a tray full of those pop brownies.
Wow.
That is. Hey, sorry. Sorry, Sign Guy. Sorry.
Any more questions at the moment, Sign Guy, that we need to discuss?
I think possibly we have hit all the questions that need asked at this point.
Now, are you going to really bring up the 1919 World Series?
Well, yeah, I actually did want to bring that up. What were your theories on the Black Sox, and should all of the players involved from both teams be excluded from the World Series, or should players from just one team or the other have been excluded from the World Series records at that point, and possibly the Hall of Fame?
You know, Charles Comiskey, you know, I think he kind of got all that going. You know, he wasn't washing these guys' uniforms. There's a lot of idea that they were called the Black Sox because they had dirty uniforms. An author put out a book discrediting such statements, but he actually made them get their uniforms washed and then charged it out of their payroll check. As far as the eight players being accused of intentionally losing in exchange for money and gamblers, money from gamblers, excuse me, you know, they did get acquitted in court, but they got banned for life. And you know what? I think it's fair. Because they came back. They made a comeback. Field of Dreams. You know, you had Kevin Costner in there. Michael Rooker playing a chick Gamble. So, if it's got Michael Rooker in it, it's a comeback, you know. And, you know, they're ghosts. They're ghosts in a cornfield. They're fine. Who cares? The straight-laced clean socks, you know, they're good to go, guys. You know, Shoeless Joe Jackson should put some shoes on. Let's get over it.
Put on a damn shoe.
And why did all those guys have a nickname? Why did they feel compelled to give every baseball player a nickname back then?
Well, that was just the way of the era in which they performed. That's how things were done. It kind of made things more colorful, sold newspapers a little easier.
They could have just got some black guys to play.
Well, at that point in time, there is an unwritten rule against that, unfortunately. That was 30 years before that was brought into the major league.
Damn you, history.
Yeah. That would have
baseball would have been a lot better.
Yeah, I mean, like, now with all the guys come up from the South, it's still not washable. Let's be honest. I didn't know anything about this crap. I'm with Drew Skills. When you mentioned about QT bringing up all this baseball garbage, nobody in the world cares about baseball, do they? I mean, really,
no.
My grandpa did. And he made me go to these auctions all the time, and we'd have to sit there for hours upon hours to get a box of shitty cards for $5. I've got all these shitty cards, and I don't even know what the hell to do with them. No one's going to buy them at a yard sale or eBay. So I just hold on to them because grandpa cared enough to waste my entire childhood raising his hand for these men of dreams, these Chicago Cubs. He loved the Chicago Cubs. Ryan Sandberg was his recent player that he liked. Yeah, sorry guys. If you like baseball, you really just need to stick with wrestling because at least it's shorter. A 3-hour Monday Night Raw is at least shorter than a baseball game.
That's true.
Depending on the game. But I will point out that Rex, under a different name, reports on literally every play of the Seattle Mariners because he hates them enough to spend every waking moment dissecting every play they ever make.
Are you talking about Tex Lambeau, his alter ego?
No, this one's called Devin Bellinger, but as Devin Bellinger, every waking moment is to spew his hatred towards the Mariners because they are the only thing he loves.
See, and I think that's actually disproved from your last podcast when he had no idea, and he still didn't research or care enough about the incident. We don't need to beat that up anymore, though. There was enough time spent on that.
No, wait. Ask me about it this week, Sonny guy.
Oh, because you'll be like, I didn't watch it. I was busy eating marshmallows. And I will be dejected once again.
Ask me about it.
Yeah, I'm not falling this time. Not falling for it this time.
Nope. I didn't watch as a kid. Hey, you
Come
can
on,
shove
guy.
Your baseball up your ass. Well, let's get going.
There you go.
Hit that music, sign guy.
Segment of the show where we take a scene from this evening's episode of Total Divas, we transcribe said scene, and we recreate it for you, the listener, at no additional charge. Tonight's scene will feature Mr. Laban as Arion.
Yeah!
Quentin and random kid number one, and I will be Tammy. And...
Excuse us.
What are you drinking?
I don't want to get tired, so I'm probably going to have lime juice or something.
It makes you tired?
Yes.
Okay, I'll have one. I don't mind being tired.
Quentin, are you still mad at me?
No, wasn't even mad at you.
You weren't? I mean, you did... You take anything away from any of that?
Yeah, I did. Mom, I know I put you through a lot of stuff, and I'm going to work on being better and answering my phone more.
When I'm calling you, I just want to know that you're okay. That's just the bottom line.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, son, we love you. Okay. It's all about you being positive in life and doing positive things.
I know that you guys are hard at me because you care about me, so thank you for caring.
I did this only because I love you, and I do really want to see the best in everything that you do. I know I'm not around a lot to tell you things and to say, like, I love you and to be a part of family and do stuff because I'm always gone. But end of the day, I'm always doing it because I care.
I know that you take the time out of your schedule to come over here to talk to me, so thanks. So I know you go back to work, you do good.
Thanks, Quinner.
Can we talk about my summer camp?
And scene. Fine guy, what was this?
This was a scene late in the episode where Arion's family and some random kid, number one, went to this restaurant to do their two-minute talk, and they're trying to figure out if Arion's never-before-seen and never-seen-again brother had learned anything from Arion's attempt at scaring him straight. Apparently, scaring him straight had turned him into the robot. He had given the most wooden, autonomous answers anyone has ever given to anyone. It is disturbing to watch. But then, this random kid number one had teleported from one side of the table to the other during the scene without the use of walking around the table. She was sick of all this. She didn't want to hear, oh, we love you, Quentin. She didn't want to hear, did you learn anything from this, Quentin? She didn't want to hear about phones, none of that. She just wanted to talk about her summer camp. And so she just looks up and she says, can we talk about my summer camp? Because she knew that was the only thing that mattered in her life, and she wanted to discuss that. It was the only thing she was there for. She didn't care about the food or the wine or the talk of phones. Summer camp, that was her mindset. And they just laughed at this kid. Like, she had no feelings. Like, she had no sense of pride in her summer camp. Just laughed and mocked this poor little kid for only wanting to discuss her summer camp like she was Rex Sharp, laughing at someone for wanting to hear their rant on the Mariner fan that poured the beer on some broad.
Oh, brother.
Yeah. She's pretty selfish. Just waiting for him to finish his lines. She's like, come on. Come on, we practice this in the back. We're supposed to be talking about my summer camp. We only got a 1 minute, 2 minute segment here. All right, come on. I mean, this is the only way I'm going to get famous. I want to be in the next Kindergarten Cop 3 movie. What, Conan? You're not going to be in Kindergarten Cop.
No.
No.
Well, why don't you take the lead and tell us who would you hate this week, sir?
Oh. Well, what did I hate? Since we just talked about him, I hated his mustache. It just made me remember trying to grow a beard, you know, like when you're a kid and you try to make your mustache connect to your beard and it never grows right there. Or if you're a kid who's got the goatee going on, it never connects right there, right where your lips meet together. And then you got the hole right by your mutton chops. And sadly enough, being in the Marine Corps in California, a lot of my Mexican friends had this nasty mustache. And I definitely hate that probably more than anything on a man's face. Just like I don't quite have the testosterone to do this, but I'm doing it anyway kind of thing. It's just, yeah, that's number three. Well, the boot, that's definitely the hate. Yeah, right there.
So I'm telling you guys, what'd you think about this fella's mustache?
Was a little bit awkward.
There you go. couldn't said any better right there myself, buddy. Just killed it.
Yes, it was a little bit awkward. All right. Well, Sun Guy, who'd you hate then?
My number three was Nikki.
Nikki?
Now, yes, Nikki Bella. Nikki this week started this cataclysm of irrational, like, surgical fear mongering because she had it in her mind, hey, I know it's none of my business on how my brother-in-law goes about treating an injury, but I'm going to make it my business because it involves my sister being completely broke because they aren't making a single dime and they're destitute. And she goes to her sister and she just really persistent on how she has to force her husband to have this invasive surgery done immediately because otherwise they'll be broke for the rest of their lives. They won't get any of their royalty money or their downside guarantees. None of that, apparently, unless he has the surgery. It was Nikki's fault that poor Brian was put in this awkward situation where Bree went and got the mother to come and, under the guise of having lunch, try to force her son-in-law to get this surgery. It was why we got Bree telling him, oh, you got to get the surgery, got to get the surgery, when the man didn't want to have the surgery. He wanted to try other means to heal himself first. He wasn't saying he would never have the surgery. He wasn't saying, I refuse to have surgery. He simply said he wanted to exhaust the other non-invasive means first before going to that option because he didn't see the point in having surgery and putting nerves on other parts of his elbow where they don't belong until he tried to heal it naturally without the aid of surgery. So it was all Nikki's fault. Nikki was the one that was just insistent. Unless you think that John Cena egged her towards that. But I don't think he was doing that. I think he was simply asking what was wrong with Brian and why didn't he have the surgery. But Nikki took that and she amplified it and she went running to her sister. And instead of just asking why hasn't he had the surgery and listening to a response, she started the whole, nope, he's got to have surgery, got to have surgery. John has surgery, he should have surgery.
Mm-hmm.
She knew her sister would go running to Brian and, like, try to force him to have surgery against his will. So I blame Nikki for the whole horribleness of that situation.
You're on to something, though, with the John Cena. I don't want to take away from Rex's spot on the bottom three, but I'm gonna have to, because I love John Cena because of his make-a-wishes and how he loves the troops. But he was a complete fucking asshole about Daniel Bryan. He's like, hey, if you go to the mechanic and your car is messed up, you don't just hit on the thing and hope it's gonna get better. It was jerky. It was very jerky thing to say. I guess if you want to give him a pass because he was juicing, he's got his HGH all going through his body, you know, one of those heat of the moment kind of things. But come on, John Cena was a complete dickbag right there. That's what caused Nikki Bella to be an ass and all that the sign guy said.
Yeah. I have all these people intertwined kind of oppositely of you people. I have John Cena as my favorite this episode. Shitting on this dumbass pseudoscience bullshit was great. That's weird, because if you had a broken arm and you refused to put it in the cast and then you wanted to rub fucking leaves on it, that's stupid. Good for you, John.
That was funny. That was funny.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I drew the line at the mechanic comment. That was too much.
Nah. He was right.
It was not apples to apples there, because a broken arm, very much different than nerve damage in the elbow.
Yes, but what's not different is that acupuncture is fucking bullshit. So that's the same no matter what.
I disagree wholeheartedly with that, because it saved me numerous times.
It's fucking bullshit.
Then how come I can walk now?
I don't know. You healed?
From the acupuncture.
No, it was not from the acupuncture.
It was from the acupuncture. Nothing else worked.
Oh, no. It doesn't work. It's been proven time and time again that it does nothing.
Yeah, I'm going to have to strongly disagree there, because otherwise I wouldn't be walking.
Oh, no.
See, now you're at a crux here, Rex, because if you keep going on with this, you're pretty much, like, discrediting the fact that he can walk. So,
yeah.
Though you hate acupuncture, if you keep going, you're going to hurt somebody's feelings, man. You know, he had a leap of faith. Steve Martin came with acupuncture needles and helped this man. And you be careful, brother. You don't want to swim with the sharks when somebody's got their period going on.
That wasn't a shot at the San Jose Sharks, whom I love losing the Stanley Cup, was it?
No, I was just bringing it back full circle to last week's immense talk about vaginal bleeding, the period.
All right. Drew Skills was for words.
Well, the dumbest person on this episode was clearly Brie Bella, as always. This dumb shit idiot said the line, everybody's like, but medicine, it works. But we feel like your body should rely on survival with itself. What the fuck does that mean?
It doesn't mean anything. She doesn't know what she's saying at any time, ever.
That was the dumbest thing I've ever seen.
When she disagrees with her sister, she looks it up on the internet, and she's always, always wrong.
Yes.
Always wrong. I don't know why she does it.
She should not.
I mean, doesn't she just realize at a certain point? Sorry, go ahead, bud.
Yeah. Oh, no, you're fine. But she also had the great line, no, you know what surgery is? We're going to put a Band-Aid on it. And in 20 years, we have no idea what you're going to feel like. Does this fool have any clue what surgery actually is? That's such a half-wit, dumbass explanation of the process of surgery that it was dumbfounding. Putting a Band-Aid on it?
Yeah, I didn't understand that at all, because when I horrifically broke my leg and they did the surgery, my ankle wasn't flopping around in a circle anymore. I don't think it was a Band-Aid.
That's just a Band-Aid.
Maybe she thinks surgery is like a box of like Cookie Monster Band-Aids. Maybe that's when she was growing up, they're like, okay, you got a little boo-boo, time for surgery. And then that's what mom did. And she's grown up retarded. So, oh, my bad. Sorry, Rex. Mentally challenged. You know, I know your background, brother. Disrespect. Grew up riding the short bus. Is that PC or is that still wrong?
It's probably wrong overall.
Okay.
But it's
Nick,
whatever.
Free Bella. Let's just be honest. She's
dumb.
A,
they're
she's
just
dumb.
Dumb
giraffe. Dumb, dumb giraffe.
Yeah.
That's okay. Dumb, dumb giraffe.
Yeah.
And so, you know, maybe the, I don't know. Why are we making excuses for her stupidity, honestly?
Ah!
Yeah, he got an ice cream.
Oh, boy.
Just sure him up before mom gets home. All right,
that's
I got to go to work tomorrow later.
Sign guy, give us someone else you hated.
Number two, I had Quentin. I hated that guy with a passion.
Besides, beyond the mustache, yes, go ahead.
Now, this guy, apparently he was hanging out in L.A. with his homies, Yo, and he wouldn't answer his phone. The mother didn't know where he was at, so she's like, well, I'll just call my daughter that lives on the other side of the entire country, have her come over. She can walk down to the park instead of me going down to the park.
Yeah, because this dumbass mom, she can't close the shop. She runs.
Yeah, she owns it. She can't take a lunch break real quick.
Yeah, so her daughter has to come. And so Arion leaves NXT, goes to Florida, finds the brother just hanging out on the curb with like four or five other guys. And Vinny, the voice of reason and practical thinking in this show, says,
yes,
don't go charging up there on him. And she's like, I'm not. I'm just going to talk to him. This goes charging up. And she's just like trying to embarrass him in front of his homies, Yo. And so he just sits there like, I don't know this broad. Don't know why she's doing this. Let's just go back and kick it at the park. And he's just sitting there all smug. Yeah, he's on something or other. He's just sitting there smirking. And then when Arion's like, we'll just drag him away like he's 5 years old and we'll be like a 1950s mother on TV and grab him by the ear. And then he's like, yeah, don't do that. So Vinny tries to grab him, and he's all like, oh, don't grab me, like he's going to fight Vinny. Like he had any chance at all of doing anything to Vinny that would prevent Vinny from taking him out of that place. He had no chance, no chance at all of physically restraining Vinny from getting that kid out of there so he could finally do something with a Arion, who he hadn't seen in seemingly months, and whom wasn't going to spend any time with Vinny until this was resolved. So Vinny was very motivated to get that kid out of there. Kid blown up on Vinny, and then they take him to this, like, ex-gang member park so they can tell him to knock it off.
Tattoo and his vampire
He's at the X-Wing member park, and he just sits there, and they're yelling at him, And he just sits there looking as bored as he could possibly be. Like, this is the most boring thing I've ever had to sit through, ever.
Oh, it's another guy with tattoos all over his face and no front teeth and vampire teeth. I see this every day in California.
Exactly. And so he's just sitting there. And then they take him to this fancy-looking restaurant. And they're going to presumably feed him. He's thinking, oh, great. Some free food. We'll get to hear about summer camp. It'll be great. But nope. They got to find out what he learned. And so he's like, I kind of suspected this would happen. So I prepared a speech. He memorized his speech and just repeated it in the most wooden, robotic tone anyone has ever used to recite anything in the English language.
I really like the way you portrayed that, by the way. It was very spot on.
It really was.
It sounded like you didn't care. You didn't want to be on the show this week. You're just really sick of Rex not watching the Mariners games. And you're like, oh, I'm just going to dredge through this and eat my sandwich.
Now, what kind of sandwich would you think I would be having?
You know, I honestly wouldn't be able to tell you what I would think kind of sandwich that I mean, I really love po' boys if I'm going to have a sandwich. But, yeah, I don't know what you like saying. I want you just pull the fourth wall down and let us know.
Well, I will let Rex take one guess.
No.
Yeah, I changed my mind. I will say that my go-to is chicken.
Chicken?
Chicken.
No, chicken sandwich.
What are you, eight?
No.
Chicken no.
You get ketchup on it, too?
No. Sometimes I go with a mustard. Sometimes I use sweet and sour sauce on it.
You're sure you're not a fan of a Corey Hamwich? Hamwich.
Not a huge one, but I am a fan of the Cuban sandwich. I think Cubans are
yes.
delightful.
Yes. That would be one of my top choices. And maybe a nice Reuben.
Yeah. Mm.
Reuben, why are you?
Nothing
I don't care for sauerkraut.
He's in Brooklyn.
Huh?
All right, continue.
I don't know why you do sauerkraut. Sauerkraut on a sandwich just doesn't make sense to me. I don't know.
So good.
I'll tell you, I used to work at a deli back in the day when I was wrestling with the old Powerhouse Charlie Garland down there in Columbus, Indiana. I'm not going to plug it because it sucks ass. But working in a deli and cutting that meat and making those dirty Reubens that you like, Rex, made me think for a second that I was weak enough to be a vegetarian. Do you remember that? I stopped eating meat. I was like, oh. I'm a vegetarian, and I like Operation Cliff Clavin, and I'm going to live in Bloomington with Hannah, and I'm not going to care about anything except how many punks does it take to change a light bulb, Rex?
None. Punks never change anything.
Ba-bum, bum. Rim shot. Go. All right, back to the show.
But a Reuben's real good. Yeah, Cuban. You know, pretty much anything with pastrami on it's pretty good. A nice grilled cheese made with some real fancy cheese.
Mm.
Some good choices.
Do love a grilled cheese. You can do everything with a grilled cheese.
Oh, yeah. Put a little avocado in it.
Get wild.
Brad Lehman ever put pickles into his grilled cheese sandwich?
I don't think I would ever do it on my own, but if someone slipped a pickle in there, didn't. I wouldn't turn it away. I'd go and eat the grilled cheese. I like grilled cheese. You could probably slip a little sauerkraut in there, and I'd still eat it because I like some grilled cheese.
But it reminded me of the best sandwich, the peanut butter and pickle sandwich.
Woo!
So good.
Now, do you like the sourdough bread with your grilled cheese sandwich? Are you a big sourdough fan when it comes to grilled cheese?
Everyone likes that, right?
Yeah, I mean, I think sourdough bread is kind of a thing that everyone in the world likes. I think that if they had sourdough bread at a pre-war meeting, like say like the countries got together before they went to war and they just threw some sourdough bread out there, shit wouldn't go down, boys. You'd be like, all right. You like sourdough bread, I like sourdough bread. Come on.
I will confirm that Jason Ayer is not a fan of the sourdough bread.
Well, he's making more money than we are, and he's in the WWE, so we're wrong. We are wrong, guys. Sorry.
All right.
He'll give you a standing 10 count. You want my bottom number one?
Too. Yeah, go for it.
Let me go ahead and do that one. I'm going to redirect, get us back on topic. All right. I know typically on the show, the girls are the worst thing ever. Mm-hmm. But for me this week, and, you know, we're going with the Flag Day theme from yesterday, the Army birthday. I'm bringing it all back around. The American rights, old Jonathan. And he's like, hey, hey, honey, a couple blocks away, there was a home invasion. So what we have to do, hey, don't look at my muscles. Don't look at my huge physique in which I could protect you with. We got to get a gun.
Yeah.
And the typical American idiot, I really hate anyone who's like, oh, well, somebody got shot 18 year or 18 states away. I better go get my gun. You know, it's like, come on, man. Like, are you guys with me or against me on this one? Because
I'm with
come
you.
Come on. It's like,
oh, yeah.
I think his reasoning was a front because I think he wanted the gun before that because he said he always grew up with a gun.
Yes. Yes. That's definitely true. But his whole reasoning for it and then taking her to a gun range and she shoots out a light bulb. You know, like, no one's going to be running a gun range and be like, oh, it's okay. You just flagged people on the range and shot out a light bulb.
Yeah, I'm good now.
First try, you know. Here, have a newsie. No one's going to do that. Ever. Ever. And it's just like,
yeah.
To get back to the old, go Rex.
No, I was just agreeing with you.
Yeah, and you know, in my time in the Marine Corps, you know, I shot and killed people, right? And but the reason that I did this, they had weapons. They also had a gun. Now, if someone breaks into my house, I'm not going to go run and find a pistol. I'm going to beat the crap out of a golf club. I want to get out like that. I want to get out that zombie apocalypse, the video game rage where I see somebody just grab an axe. I have a golf club and an axe handle, oversized axe handle, in the back of my trunk. Just waiting, just hoping. Just, come on, guys. Come running at me with a gun. I just want to smash you in the face with this axe handle, tee off on your nose with my golf club, and then take my box cutter and write my name in you. That's all I want to do. I don't want to shoot you. How anticlimactic is that? Gosh.
What's your preferred golf club for home invasion beating?
What I have in there, I think, is a 9-iron. I stole it out of somebody's garage when I was drunk. Who would have thunk it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's just whatever I have. You know, that's just what, you know, that's the item that is in my trunk. But I would always go for the axe ammo first because I've not hit a person with that, just cars. So I really want to just see what happens when I just swing off with that thing. But, you know, hey, that's just a crazy Marine perspective. What do you know? But I think that they need a spinoff show with the guys. You know, get old Jonathan and TJ together, and you know, Vinny had a level head this week. But come on, let's be honest. Let's rename the show Total Douchebag, and just let the guys get together and talk about guns and beating their girlfriends and just how much they hate them.
And that's gonna change the demographic.
Yes. Yeah, Jonathan sucked a lot this week. Sign guy, you want to jump in there about it?
I thought you would love him because he had the one thing that you love more than anything.
I know. He was eating.
And?
What's the end? I'm not sure.
He had some room temperature water.
That's true. That's very true. Both were great. But he was still quite awful. I mean, I had Vinny to make up. Vinny's way better.
Now, I was kind of neutral on Jonathan, but I still think it was just a front. I think he wanted a gun. I think he knew Eva Marie would freak out if he just had guns laying in the house, which eventually that's exactly what happened. So I think to avoid that, he's like, oh, yeah, there's a bunch of home invasions and people getting shot up. Better get a gun so I can protect you because I'm experienced with guns. I've used guns all my life. I know how to shoot them. He just wanted the gun. He just wanted to be able to go to the range, shoot guns, collect guns if he wanted to start a collection. That was just a front.
Yeah, and
it didn't matter that there was a home invasion.
Shoot,
he just wanted the gun.
If he wants to go to the range and shoot guns, you can just rent a gun. That's
yeah.
Kind of like you can't. Most ranges, you can't really bring your weaponry in there anyway, I don't think. I don't know, California rules. Is that where they were, California? For that,
yeah, they were in Florida.
They were in Florida, yeah,
Florida,
that's right.
Where you can shoot a fully automatic weapon at a gun range. Like, that doesn't happen here in Indiana, boys. You cannot do that here.
Well,
and
you can go and I think their gun ranges have become a gay club, so Florida's much different than Indiana.
So bop guns a little bit different than what it was when George Clinton did it.
Yes.
That was a bad joke. It didn't really come across. It sounded a lot better in my old head. And that's
one
that's what he said.
Under a groove.
The
you tried.
Oh, under the groove. Getting down.
Yeah.
Old. Maybe that made
you
it
tried.
Better. I don't know.
You tried.
I don't know. Everyone knows that I know lyrics. You played in a band with me.
Yeah, I did.
Just bumble through it a little bit. Get to the chorus.
Let's see here. Who do we have? Oh, well, I had Ariana on my list. We pretty much went over everything that was stupid about her and her mom and her brother. So there's nothing really else to toss in there. Fine guy, do you have anything else you want to toss in about Ariana or just move along?
I thought it was really odd that she just happened to have connections to an ex-gang member club. It's like, oh, thank
that
goodness
dude.
I had the phone number for the ex-gang member club in my purse.
What's the other one's
Tattoo
name?
Over here.
Tattoo and Chino?
I don't know.
Chico.
Insert stereotype name kind of thing.
Was it fine guy?
It was Chico. Because I was thinking, oh, Brian Alvarez is on the show. And I'm like, nope. Nope. Then there's a third one I don't remember.
No. Who else did you hate?
Tattoo is my number one most hated.
Yeah, you're the worst.
Now, this guy, he looked like the Voss alien from Star Trek Deep Space Nine in the third ever episode. Just looked completely lizard-like. All these, like, weird facial tattoos that made him look like an alien lizard. And he's trying to scare this kid. He wasn't scaring the kid. He was boring the kid. He's like, oh, my mom had a birthday party for me. And she said it's because she didn't think I'd live past 24. The kid didn't care. He's like, well, obviously you did, so your mom's not accurate. So, you know, why are you yelling at me? Tattoo just keeps screaming. He's like, maybe this guy will scare you. And that guy was like, just waking up, he'd had a couple of, like, sleeping pills in him. He's like, yeah, don't be stupid, kid. And then they passed it to the third guy. He's like, yeah, what they said. Nothing was scaring him. A tattoo's like, oh, yeah, we did a great job here. He'll never get shot up in a gang war because we scared him. I don't think he scared anyone except for me because he looked like the Voss alien in Star Trek Deep Space Nine.
He sure scared his orthodontist. Whoa.
Nah. All right, so who'd you like? Who'd you like?
That was for me or Sign Guy?
Go for it. You go.
Well, like I said, the Broken Moon model was number three. I already talked on that. Ronan saying dada. For me, number two, my favorite character on the show that I've ever encountered, the waiter. The waiter, he's serving Daniel and Bree, and he's like, ladies? So the waiter wins the short one-liner for me. And, you know, because Daniel Bryan's beautiful man. And then Tara looks better than Breeze.
The waiter.
Yeah, yeah. Good stuff. The waiter. Nobody, that's an Easter egg.
He was a polite fella. Very polite. Sign Guy, what'd you think of the waiter?
I was hoping someone would put him in their list. I didn't quite get him on my list, but... I thought he did fine. He was just in a hurry. He was rushed. He just thought it was two broads there. And then they were amused. They weren't insulted. So it was all right. They probably
still tipped him. It was a precious little moment.
Yeah, they probably still gave him a decent gratuity, even though they ended up taking it to go.
Yeah, they didn't even eat their food.
They did not.
Like, Daniel Bryan couldn't eat with his other arm, apparently.
Well, he had shooting pains in the one, so it probably made it uncomfortable to eat. But I just remembered one more thing, speaking of that, why Brie Bella should be on Rex's list. Daniel Bryan, in their home, he's trying to get himself some water. His arm's in a lot of pain. He's got shooting pains. He doesn't know what's wrong with him, really. And his wife's like, oh, too bad you ruined our lunch.
Yeah. Jesus Christ.
Hey, why don't you hang this picture up here, you cripple? Hang the picture up.
Woman.
I know you can't do it.
God.
Yeah, you're,
I'll just never understand.
With number one, Rex.
People always are like, Nikki's such a piece of shit. Bree's so sweet and so nice. She's clearly the better one. I just will never get it.
No, because Bree's like that, like, condescending, like, closet bitch. You know, it's like,
mm-hmm.
I'm going to act like I'm nice because my sister just says exactly what she thinks with no filter, you know. You know, she might be completely wrong and stupid as well, but at least she's in your face with it. She's not,
oh, I'm wearing a flannel around my waist. Trust me.
You know, yeah, I'm with you.
Now, I usually trust
Daniel
you,
Bryan.
And I remember the era where you had flannel around your waist.
And that brings us back to Heroes and Legends. Raven's going to be at the Heroes and Legends show. I called Rex up, and I was like, brother, Raven's going to be on the Heroes Legends show. If they had Saturn, it would be like a high school orgasm.
Now, does that mean that you're going to go to the Heroes and Legends?
You're damn right.
But what
can
you
get my $40 back from Raven and show me $40?
I'm not going to say anything to that man. He doesn't have any hair. Why would I try to get money out of him?
Because he owes me $40.
I don't know. I don't know. That's another story altogether. Do you want to tell that story? Because I don't know about it. Rex had mentioned it.
I can. So, it's several years ago. The movie is coming up. And so, I asked, you know, the former Justin Sane, do you need anything for the gimmick tables? He's like, yeah. It's like, if you could get a couple of Raven pictures, that'd be great. So, I'm like, all right. So, I go to the shows where Raven's wrestling in Washington and Oregon. We're at NAWA down in Oregon. I go up there. I said, yeah, I would like to purchase a couple of pictures. If you'd sign them, that'd be great because they're going to a benefit show for lupus. And he's like, yeah, no problem. He's like, $10, and I'll sign it. I'm like, okay. So I only had a $50 bill on me. So I'm like, here's a $50. Do you have the change? He's like, yeah, no problem. Signs it, gives me the picture. And then he's like, oh, well, I don't have the change yet. He's like, come back at intermission and I'll have it. So I'm like, okay, no problem. So I go up at intermission. He's like, oh, I don't have it yet. I haven't sold enough pictures. Give me 10 more minutes. I say, okay. I wait 10 minutes. I go up there. He's like, oh, I just sent all my money to the dressing room. So I don't have my money. He's like, are you going to the after party after the show? I was like, I guess I could. I wasn't planning on it, but I could do that. And he's like, yeah, meet me there, and I'll give you your change. He's like, it'll be in my car. I just sent the money out to the car, so it's safe. I'm like, all right. I go to the after party. He never showed up. He wasn't there. He still has my $40 in change.
Well, sign guy, I want to express to you from the bottom of my soul, I'm sorry about that, but it doesn't change a damn thing about how I feel about Raven and the flock. I wouldn't be the man you see today without my leather jacket and my cut-off flannel hooded shirt.
Mm-hmm.
The bodies we left laying at Columbus North High School because of that insane idea and the NWO just fueling it. We should have been in jail, sir. So I apologize for your bad experience, but you gotta keep them separated.
Well, I'm not saying change your feeling. I'm just saying, can you get the $40? You can just lift his wallet and take it for all I care. I'm not saying
if you want
man.
Me to, if you want me to do a QT and give him a note for you. I'll give him a note.
Yes, and also a cherry fruit pie.
Okay. Then maybe I could do that. If he's got a, you know, it'll sweeten him up before you sour him down.
Yes.
Well, who else did you guys like? Anyone?
Oh, my number one, and it's going to go against the sign guy since we got a little bit of heat here with Raven. My number one was, it's going to blow your mind, but once I tell you why, you'll understand, Nikki Bella.
Mm.
Number one of the week, opening scene, Nikki and Brie get out of the car, and they're like, oh, it smells. And Nikki's like, it must be you. And then they're sitting up there eating, and they're smelling the fuel shit, and they're like, seal vagina, because it smells like a vagina. The whole thing is just something that shouldn't be on a PG thing. Talking about stinky vaginas, it made me laugh. I almost didn't watch the rest of the show. That was enough for me. I got my laugh in. You guys don't agree, but I really think that seal vagina thing was good to go. And then it follows back up with the Brie Bella Googling what's a fish, what's a mammal. And it's like, it's a fish. And let's be honest, sometimes they compare vagina to fish. Seal vagina, boys. You're gonna
they're
hear
not
that
a
anywhere.
Fish.
They're not.
No,
they're a mammal.
Seal puss. Yeah, the old
they,
seal puss.
Yeah.
Thoughts on seal puss, sign guy?
I never inspected it, so, you know, I wouldn't be able to accurately discuss it in detail.
Yeah. And let's say this, like, if a guy is going to make a comparison to a vagina smelling like a fish, they're not going to think ever, even if, like, you know, they're an idiot, a seal. You know, seals are a very fun animal. You love to see them. They do smell terribly bad, but I would never think of a vagina when I smell a seal, ever. But it was a funny line, showing more how stupid the Bella twins are.
They're
oh, I like
not.
Sushi.
I love it. Ugh.
It doesn't.
So good.
And it doesn't smell like. I don't eat sushi and be like, oh my god, I'm thinking about having sex. I don't think that.
No.
Ever.
Never once. Never once ever. Maybe never. Maybe I thought, oh, the sushi's so good, it's giving me a boner.
Yes. Yes.
Never about the smell.
Have a little bit too much sake,
tell
and then you use that.
Sushi joint
later.
That was.
What?
Which sushi joint was it where you said that?
No, I never said it. I don't know.
Maybe he was just saying it. But let me. I'll put a plug in. Ichiban up here in Greenwood, Indiana. Ichiban is number one for sushi, boys. It's the best sushi place I've ever eaten.
It's
so
quite
good. Sammy, mm-hmm. the owner, is a real nice guy. Every time I go, man, he's like, hey, Charlie. Da-da. But he doesn't sound like that because he's not, hey, Charlie. He's not whatever that accent is that I'm doing.
What is that accent?
Sounded Italian.
I'm really glad you came back into the store, Charlie.
Hey, welcome to my sushi restaurant.
Let me make you a sushi roll.
You want the calamari? Or you want some sake?
Yeah, that would confuse a lot of clients. I guess. A lot of customers would be like, what?
Yeah. Sign guy. Do you like anybody else?
Yes, my number two was – actually, hold on. My number three is – we haven't got my number three. Number three,
oh,
I had Charles Knickerbocker. Now,
okay.
Charles Knickerbocker was the gun store clerk. I don't know if he owned the place or not. He probably did. But – he knows Jonathan. Jonathan's been in there to shoot guns, so he knew what Jonathan wanted. And he's like, okay, first timer, you just shoot at the target, we'll be good. The broad shoots a light out. He doesn't get upset. He's like, eh, it happens. Don't worry. He's just calmly watching this broad shoot up his range. She shot the target, but she probably put bullets all over the place where they weren't intended to go. He didn't get angry, didn't throw him out, didn't say, put the gun down, you're wrecking my store. He was calm, he was fine. And his name was Knickerbocker, so you have to think he's a huge New York Knicks fan living in Florida.
Yes. Any thoughts on Charles Knickerbocker? I got none.
You know, I just kind of think he was nice because he knew that the WWE was going to pay for it, and he got free advertising, and he didn't want to come across like a jerk so other women wouldn't go in there. You know, I think he was just playing it real cool.
Well, son guy, you're a five.
My number two was Chris Package Sharp. Now, Package this episode, it was the angle where Brie Bella was in the front row watching just by happenstance, and Stephanie came out to confront her. Package was just sitting there with this shocked look on his face, like, I can't believe Brianna just said that. And he's like, whoa, I can't believe that she just slapped Stephanie McMahon. This is huge. Package just sitting there, just shocked as could be. He's like, the only thing more shocking than this would be if I were to dress in a hot dog costume later on.
Yeah. Did you do that?
Yes.
Oh. So it was more shocking.
It was, but he didn't know that at the time. At the time, he thought nothing would be more shocking than Brie Bella and Stephanie getting into that little pull apart at the front row on Monday Night Raw.
Package. Is he the guy that did the face?
Yes.
Like the famous face that was all over the internet?
Yes.
Huh.
Yeah, good old Package. Good guy, great referee.
Huh.
Married to one of the Blossom twins.
Huh. Which one?
I believe it's Hannah.
Well, are we done talking about this shitty show?
No, because I haven't got to my number one.
Oh, my God.
My number one was Random Kid Number One. I absolutely loved Random Kid Number One. As much as Joe Hickey is only there to show merchandise, Random Kid Number One is only there to talk about summer camp. She didn't care about all this nonsense with turning a kid's life around or gang members that looked like space aliens from Star Trek Deep Space Nine. Only thing on her mind was summer camp. She wanted to talk finger painting. She wanted to talk archery. She wanted to talk campers that made like weird faces when you spilled your juice on them. That's all she cared about.
Mm-hmm. And she was going to go to camp WWE.
She wanted to discuss.
Camp WWE. Perhaps.
Nothing could be that horrible. I don't think anyone would want to discuss that because that's horrible. Horrible.
Something that is worse is the new season of Swerved.
You love that show. Don't you pretend
that
you don't.
I did love that show, but this new
season
is...
Yeah, the new season. Ooh.
Ugh, that's the worst.
Ugh.
Jumping on my bandwagon of it being fez awful.
Yeah, well now, the first season was great.
It was horrible. It's been horrible since day one. But
first season was good.
I couldn't stand it. But the most important thing, the reason that anyone has the WWE Network, it's why I give them my $9.99 a month, Unfiltered has come back in season two. And I'm sure you loved the first one since Roman Reigns just chugging room temperature water like it was something to do.
Maybe I'll watch it.
I like Table for Three.
That is good also, but Unfiltered is the only reason I have the network.
Never seen it.
He might have. Have you seen it?
I enjoy also when they go on their ride-alongs with each other, and they're just in the car, bored out of their minds.
Mm-hmm.
Have you heard
other
things on that show?
No, I'm not.
Our theory is, and it seems plausible, they used to do this on Total Divas all the time in the earlier seasons, like, say, until season four's midsummer break or mid-season break. They'd show the ride-along where they'd be talking and discussing the problem in their scenario that week. They took that and then created a spin-off show called Ride-Along so they could have multiple people doing the Total Divas segment because they thought it was the best segment of the show, apparently.
Yeah.
I think the most, the biggest reason that I have for enjoying that is when Big E has his legs up in the windows and then they threaten to roll the windows up on him. That was for me what made me like the show because, A, Big E should never ever be able to open his legs that wide. And then the camera's right there looking at his huge junk, which by the way, I've heard this said by many ladies, is that Big E needs something protecting himself a little bit more down there. It's wild. It's like, I hate using a couple raccoons in a burlap bag, but it's all over the place. And to have the camera just right there at it for a good 5 to 10 minutes of the whole segment, I thought was cherries. I mean, but, you know, I guess now that we talk about it, it's kind of shitty. But I do like seeing Big E's balls, so I guess I'm still on the fence, boys.
I liked when Miz came up with that great catchphrase with Dolph Ziggler and they're right along. And he's like, you got to slap the leg. That makes it. You're like, come on. Come on. Come on. And he thought he had $1 million idea.
He just kept doing it. He wouldn't stop. It was.
That made it better. He thought it was $1 million idea, and he just kept trying to sell it to Dolph Ziggler.
God.
So Dolph Ziggler would get excited. And the more he did it, the less excited Dolph Ziggler got.
You say that would make it better, but think about riding in the car with him for that long and then having just to be around the Miz day in and day out.
Both of them.
Every time, yeah. But every time he'd see Dolph Ziggler, I'm sure he's like,
come on! And Dolph Ziggler just wants to shoot himself. It's like, God, why did I ever have to road trip with him? Oh, because we're the
maybe,
same. We're best
maybe
friends.
The Miz is so bad then. If he...
if he's ribbing Ziggler all the time.
If he gets rid of Ziggler, we'll say.
Oh.
Quote unquote. Anything else, or can we be done?
Let me say this.
Yeah.
The greatest part, aside from being on this show, that I got out of this entire thing is because I've not watched Total Divas on my Xbox One before. So at the end of my just struggle to get through the episode, I received the Ladies Night achievement, boys.
Yeah.
When you get an achievement on Xbox, no matter how stupid or mundane,
yep.
you feel like you did something. And honestly, I feel like I really earned this one.
You did. You did, sir.
So there you go. If anybody wants another achievement, watch one episode. That's all you got to do. Just get through one, guys. You get 5 points or something.
Where can people find you if they want to find you and talk to you or hang out or whatever?
Camp Atterbury. No.
Yeah.
The Brad Layman Facebook is awake again. So you guys can go on there and say hello. You can go to Charlie Foxtrot if you really want to. Want to say hi. Charlie Foxtrot is a military term for a clusterfuck, and that's pretty much what my life was while I was drunk. So that's why that exists. On YouTube, Real Brad Layman still exists. You can see some really old matches. It's never had any new matches updated on there. Buff Bagwell matches on there, and you can hear Rex himself, Cassie, Chris Tindall, just making some really stupid jokes as he records the match, and you can hear so audibly,
hey, you think, who's the bad guy here, man? Oh, I think Layman's the bad guy. I don't know.
Yeah, so that's a really good thing to watch if you really want to be entertained. So, yeah, there you go. It's just a whole bunch of entertainment for you guys if you want to see some really old stuff and hear more of Rex Sharp.
Sign guy, any final thoughts?
On Brad Layman's YouTube channel, yes. Do you have the match from the, I believe it's RWF, where they were doing TV on Channel 4 at like 6 o'clock in the morning? Do you have some of that?
No. No, like pretty much anything that I've done good is not on there. So... It's a really great representation of my career. But, like, honestly, like, all the I guess it was, honestly. All the stuff that was really, like, you know, the TV stuff, even, like, the New Era stuff, you know, anything that was actually probably produced well is not on there. And I also want to stress, please don't. Just look up Brad Layman and then go to the video, the first one that comes up, because somehow it's ahead of my YouTube channel of me versus Roger Blade. I was in the Marine Corps at the time, and I came home for leave, and he was running his shows or a school out of the high school or the Vernon Gym. That's where it was. And it was just a fun match that somebody recorded, but yet we had a referee – in Juggalo makeup, and that referee in the Juggalo makeup, yeah, what? Kid Wicked?
Kid Wicked,
yeah.
Yes.
He's a son of a bitch that posted that, and somehow his stupid video is just so bad, is the first thing that you'll see under videos when you search for me. So, you know, now I know, yeah, I just have to go watch it because it's just so bad. If anybody has videos of me where I'm not sucking, please, you know, just shoot them over to bradlayman@gmail.com. You know, or hell, just like link me. Oh, hashtag Brad Layman. Help this guy out. Come on. I've been around for a really long time. I don't want to have to just talk about Buff Bagwell and Chris Hero and Nigel McGuinness my entire life. Come on, boys.
Is the Dash Venture match up there?
No.
Nope.
Wow.
I think
match you had where you actually incorporated someone's sign that says, hey, this isn't Rockin' Bowl, had a bowling alley on there.
Nope. I'm telling you.
That's
nothing.
Sad because that sign is still around to this day in someone's living room. I'm not going to mention anyone by name.
I'm sure it's a great person who has admiration of everyone on this planet. That's all I could think.
That or someone's got a pretty extensive Brad Lehman memorabilia collection.
Aww. At least somebody likes me. Other than Ronan. Ronan loves me.
That's all that matters.
If y'all didn't know, his name is Ronan Charles Xavier. I don't know any more of a badass name you could give a kid. Yeah, and he likes Paw Patrol.
So that's that.
All right, then. Thanks for joining us, brother.
Hey,
we had fun.
Pleasure. I had a good time talking to you guys. Hopefully, I'll see Sign Guy sometime in life.
We'll cross paths, I'm sure.
Yeah, maybe let me know when you're in town or around.
I definitely will.
That would be awesome.
Mm-hmm. All right, brother, you take it easy.
All right. Thank you, guys.
Later, dude. Sign Guy, what do you have coming up?
Well, on Friday on Sign Guy's Wrestling Show, we have a valet from Texas named The Dahlia on the show, formerly out of Kentucky. And Saturday, I may or may not run into QT in order to give him the magazine I got out of the little free library, as seen on Sign of the Times. Depends on his schedule, but it's definitely in the works. And then I believe I'm going to zip down to Vaughn, Washington, watch some Northwest Pro, because Jimmy Flame is back in town, baby. Jimmy Flame. Jimmy Flame coming back after years and years away from the Pacific Northwest. He is back. I'm not going to miss that. Not going to miss it at all. And then Sunday on Turnbuckle, we have Rookie Day. We got a bunch of rookies coming in. Kerry Morton, Brandon Stout out of the School of Morton Wrestling School. And we have Lance Dean from up here in Portland, also Mateo from Washington, talking about being rookies in professional wrestling. And then I got to beeline it down to NWA Blue Collar, where I'll be counting a few pinfalls, possibly even checking for a few submissions. Yes. Nice. And possibly getting my decision overturned yet again from senior official T-Rex. But, you know, what are the odds of it happening twice in a row?
It just can't. I don't really have much coming up. We'll just be done. All right, I'm done. Bye. Total Dudes, Sign Guy, Rex, later. Bye.
Welcome to Total Dudes with Sign Guy and Rex. Ba 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 ba